Chapter 10, Waiting for a Breakthrough. Matthew 7, 7, New International Version. Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. I've been praying and fasting, but still haven't gotten a breakthrough. I felt like this millions of times in my journey to lose weight. It was such a struggle for so many years that I felt like I identified with the Apostle Paul and the thorn in his side. 2 Corinthians 12, 6 through 10, New International Version. Even if I should choose to boast, I would not be a fool because I would be speaking the truth. But I refrain so no one will think more of me than is warranted by what I do or say, or because of these surpassingly great revelations. Therefore, in order to keep me from becoming conceited, I was given a thorn in my flesh, a messenger of Satan to torment me. 3 times I pleaded with the Lord to take it away from me, but he said to me, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses so that Christ's power may rest on me. That is why, for Christ's sake, I delight in weaknesses, in insults, in hardships, in persecutions, in difficulties. For when I am weak, then I am strong." I thought maybe I was like Paul. If I had been skinny, maybe I would have become conceited. I thought that could be the reason why I couldn't lose weight. However, once I learned that overeating was a sin, I realized that wasn't true. This was something I had to overcome. Instead of making excuses for my problems, I needed to learn to be consistent. In C.S. Lewis's The Problem of Pain, he said, "Pain insists upon being attended to. God whispers to us in our pleasure, speaks in our conscience, but shouts in our pain. It is his megaphone to rouse a deaf world." God uses pain to get our attention and lead us into a breakthrough. If you're happy and content where you are, then there's no need for change. I have a friend who is over 300 pounds, but doesn't have a desire to lose weight. Why? Because he's in good health. He doesn't see the need to change. He enjoys eating as a hobby, and he's overwhelmed at the idea of changing his routine. Without the pressure of pain, it's hard to change. Sometimes it takes a painful experience to force you to change your ways. When the pain in your life exceeds the fear of change, that's when you make a decision. In what area of life do you need a breakthrough? Is it in your health? Is it in your health, finances, a relationship, your emotional or mental state, your job, your relationship with God? Whatever the area of stagnation, you have to put your focus and energy into changing to see a breakthrough. You can't move into a breakthrough without moving first. Psalm 77, 2, New International Version. When I was in distress, I sought the Lord. At night, I stretched out untiring hands. I love this passage. Imagine that visual of reaching out to God when you need him more than anything. It's why fasting is so important. You're telling him that you're serious about wanting a breakthrough. Something that I've found is really crucial in this breakthrough is putting a stop to the blame game. I see this a lot when people are wounded and feeling inadequate, disregarded, unworthy, just not feeling good about themselves. So they either retreat, attack, or freeze. When they are defensive, they attack. When an animal is hurt, they hurt other animals. But other times, they will go in the corner and pee. So the person who is wounded emotionally instead of physically, they will attack. But you have to be sensitive with them because they may feel. So the person who is wounded emotionally instead of physically, they will attack. But you have to be sensitive with them because they may feel inadequate or powerless, like things are out of their control. When things are out of their control, that's when they try to take the power back. This is really common with married couples. Someone says something and the other takes it the wrong way and they will say something nasty. Let's say a husband wants to sleep with his wife and she doesn't want to sleep with him and she rejects him. What he is really feeling is unloved and rejection, but instead of saying, "I feel rejected," he will probably attack and say, "You are a terrible wife. You never do anything for me. You are this and you are that." He will attack instead of saying, "This is how I felt. I felt unloved or rejected." And in return, she will attack him probably. It's a vicious cycle. If you are struggling with this vicious cycle, take a deep look within and stop the blame game. When the answer is no. Fasting is not something you do to manipulate God. If you fast for something and you don't end up getting what you wanted, you can't get discouraged. Fasting doesn't manipulate God to do something that's not his will. It gets you ready for God's answer. It prepares you to do not my will, but yours. Luke 22, 42, New International Version. Fasting breaks you down to a position of total disobedience. No. Fasting breaks you down to a position of total obedience and humility, where you relinquish your life to Him and trust that He has your best interests at heart, even when you don't understand. There's a story of David in the Bible who fasted to save his son's life, and his son still died. 2 Samuel 12, 21-22, New International Version. His attendants asked him, "Why are you acting this way? While the child was alive, you fasted and wept, but now that the child is dead, you get up and eat?" He answered, "While the child was still alive, I fasted and wept. I thought, who knows, the Lord may be gracious to me and let the child live." I learned so much from David's behavior here. He was going to fast and do everything he could to save his child, but once it was over, he got up and ate. I think the time of fasting prepared him for what was coming. He left the results in God's hands. The fast did not save his son, but it prepared him for the loss of his son. At this time, my fasting has not brought my Nan into a personal walk with God, but has given me peace in the meantime and knowing that I'm doing everything I can, and it is in God's hands now. Fasting either changes your circumstances or prepares you to handle the circumstances. Fasting is not a magic wishing well to get you what you want from God. Last year, I fasted for 36 hours before speaking at a real estate conference. I fasted for clarity, to hear from God, and to have a powerful time. The conference went really well. The following day, I held a book signing, and during my fast, I prayed for that too. I wanted it to go quickly so that my friend, who had traveled with me, and I could enjoy the rest of the day together. So I prayed I would sell out of my books fast. Once I got to the Barnes & Noble, where we were hosting the signing, I realized very quickly that that wasn't going to happen. There wasn't a soul there. Even the employee that worked there said it was their slowest Saturday in a while. I didn't stress. I left the books with the employee to give away to anyone who might show up and left to enjoy the rest of my day. My friend and I laughed about it and kept a positive attitude. I even walked up to random people throughout the day and gave them my books as the Lord led me. Did everything turn out the way I prayed? No, but my fasting prepared me for what did happen, and I didn't lose an ounce of sleep over it. When Jesus prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane, He didn't want to go to the cross, but He put God's will above His own. That put His heart where it needed to be to get Him through His passion. Sometimes people will pray and fast for things because they think it will make God answer their prayers with a yes. That's not always the case. Fasting doesn't automatically solve every problem the way you want. Proverbs 2:8, New International Version. For He guards the course of the just and protects the way of His faithful ones. Sometimes God says no to protect you, even if it doesn't look like protection at first. Remember when the king was going to throw Daniel into the lion's den? I could imagine Daniel praying to not be thrown in, but instead God shut the lion's mouths. It was a better miracle. It was the same thing with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Instead of saving them from being tossed into the fire, God had them come through it without being burned. Sometimes we may have to go through the hard time, but God protects us in the end. Paul was in jail when I'm sure he would have rather been out preaching, but while he was there, he wrote so many books of the New Testament. God had a bigger vision. Reasons God says no. 1. He has a better vision for you. 2. He has a better solution. 3. So you can help other people with your problem. One of my favorite songs is Unanswered Prayers by Garth Brooks. In one of the verses, he describes meeting an old high school flame while attending a football game with his wife. He thinks back to when he used to pray that God would give him that girl to marry and realizes that one of God's greatest gifts to him was an unanswered prayer. Isaiah 55:8, New International Version. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. Sometimes the issues we're asking God to fix are problems we brought on ourselves, and we want Him to fix it our way. You can expect a no if you ask God to get out of debt by helping you win at poker in Vegas. Liposuction might be the fastest way to lose weight, but that might not be God's way if you have a problem with overeating. There are people in the Bible who didn't get exactly what they wanted. David wanted to build the temple, but God said no. So He let him do other things to prepare for it. In the end, God wanted Solomon to do it. Moses never got to the promised land. There are some things we don't understand, and other things won't get fulfilled until we get to heaven to be with Jesus. Before I moved into the house I live in now, I was very interested in a bank foreclosure that I thought was perfect for me. I wrote a contract on it and spent 6 months trying to get that house before the whole deal fell apart. I was so upset at God about that. However, 6 months later, I found the house I live in now. It's almost 3 times bigger, sits on the water, and has a better floor plan. We even got millions of dollars worth of equity the day we moved in. I live in walking distance of that other house, and whenever I see it, I think about unanswered prayers. I begged God for that house, but He didn't give it to me, and I'm grateful. I had a plan, but God had something better for me. I believe God had me tied up with that other house for 6 months so I could wait for this one. I've asked God to remove my struggle with eating, but I finally realized that without these struggles, I wouldn't be able to minister to other people with the books I've written. I might always have a thyroid issue. I've struggled with thyroid problems, candida, and psoriasis off and on for years. There have been times when it's gotten better and times when it's gotten worse. I prayed over and over again for God to take it away, but it kept recurring. However, I've come to realize something. Don't waste your pain and hardship that you can use to help other people. Psalm 25:10, New International Version. All the ways of the Lord are loving and faithful toward those who keep the demands of His covenant. Romans 8:28, New International Version. And we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose. As soon as God says no, the devil will try to tell you that God doesn't love you. There are tons of times when I started doubting myself because of my health problems. Satan would plant an idea that God didn't love me because of what I had to deal with. God's no is motivated by love. Instead of getting angry like a child, pray and ask God for strength to not sink into those feelings. As soon as God says no, the devil will try to tell you that God doesn't love you. There are tons of times when I started doubting myself because of my health problems. Satan would plant an idea that God didn't love me because of what I had to deal with. God's no is motivated by love. Instead of getting angry like a child, pray and ask God for strength to not sink into those feelings. Luke 22:42, New International Version. Father, if you are willing, take this cup from me, yet not my will but yours be done.